We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Another beautiful day here in the neighborhood. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day weekend. Nice summer solstice. Hope things are off on the right foot for you. I hope you know you're blessed today. I just want to share a thought, really something that was shared with me over the weekend that I found really helpful in my life as I navigate the challenges that I deal with in life. And I'm sure we all have challenges we're dealing with. One of the things I've been asking God, like, why am I going through this? And I watched this sermon and he talked about sometimes God doesn't change your circumstance. He doesn't change the things around you because of the things he's trying to create in you, the things he's trying to grow, the characteristics he's trying to develop, stuff like that. And then I heard Will Smith kind of confirm it when he talked about trying to create this perfect environment for your children to thrive, and then you find out that they didn't have enough bacteria in their system, in their environment, for them to grow the characteristics needed to really be prepared and equipped for life. And it got me thinking, man, that's exactly what God is doing. Because to expand upon it a little bit, because I feel like I kind of glossed over it, he was talking about coming from an environment that's kind of unhealthy, full of bacteria was the analogy he used. It wasn't the safest environment to grow up in and to be raised in, but in that environment that you gain all these skills with how to deal with adversity in life, and you become mentally strong, and you know how to watch out for predators, and you know how to be safe, and you have all these survival skills, and you're really kind of prepared for life, and you can be really successful in the face of a lot of adversity. And he was talking about, but then you become successful, and then you try to shield your kids from every struggle possible, and you're like, yo, they're not going to grow up around violence, they're not going to grow up around this, they're not going to get picked on, they're going to go to these schools where this happens, they're always going to be safe. And they don't end up developing these skills that they need in life, because there are predators in life, there are challenges in life, there are people who don't come from loving, nurturing environments, and they're not really prepared to deal with those people and those situations. And it got me thinking back to the sermon I was watching, and I was like, wow, like our Heavenly Father, he understands this better than Will Smith does, obviously. And I'm sure that's how he's operating right now in my own life and in all of our lives. Is like, yo, I can't just give you, even if you have, like, I have super faith in God. I know God is real. God has provided for me a million bajillion times, done so many miracles, and just made himself real to me. So it's not a lack of faith. In fact, I get frustrated and I get kind of mad at God when I'm not getting provision or blessings, or my situation isn't changing, because I'm like, yo, I prayed about it, I have faith, and I know what you can do. So why are you letting me go through this? And I've been asking God that for like the past week and a half as I was navigating this challenge. And when I watched the sermon, it was like the answer to my question was like, yo, I'm trying to help you gain some characteristics you need to thrive in this life. You need to learn how to do this, that, and the third. You can't just rely on me. I need you to develop these skills. And then when I watched the Will Smith thing, it was just like confirmation, like I said. It was just beautiful. It was like, wow, God has to create this environment where we do have challenges so that we can become who we need to become, so that we can have the skills we need for the next level of life that he's bringing us into. Like, one of the things I've been struggling with is consistency. And I'm like, I'm getting an opportunity to learn how to be consistent now, so that I can have that skill for the next level. And it's beautiful, and I'm grateful for it. And I just wanted to encourage you, anybody that's going through something similar and they're trying to wonder why their situation is not changing, to maybe consider the possibility that God might be using the situation to try to change you. Maybe you need a new skill. Maybe you know what I mean? For example, a lot of people struggle with relationships. A lot of people have codependency issues, and maybe it's not working out, but maybe God is using that situation to say, hey, I need you to not need this person's validation to feel like you're okay and you're good enough and you have what you need. I need you to know that I'm all you need, that you are enough. I made you. You're good enough just as you are. And when you get to that point, then I can give you something that you, someone you can love freely and just give love and not need their love so much, and not be such a take relationship, but a relationship where you're embracing the opportunity to be of service and to give love. So those are just some of the gems he dropped on me, man. I had a beautiful conversation with my boy Brandon today as well that offered another spectacular opportunity to learn. And the conversation just, we came back to this song I made. It's going to be my musical called All Madden. And we were just talking about, man, it's beautiful how God lets you go through these different things and how he grows you. And I was actually looking at this post from Shannon Sharp, and it was very similar to what happened to him this weekend, Father's Day. His daughters like sold candy and like hustled up some money to take him out for Father's Day. He didn't have to pay for it. And then Shannon Sharp posted a similar sentiment, like, yo, my daughter came and scooped me up and got me a Father's Day, took me out for Father's Day to eat or whatever, and I didn't even have to pay for it. And that was a big deal. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know what? God gives us all these gifts. And a lot of times we always just want God to provide for us, but maybe God is trying to develop us so that sometimes we can give him a gift and he didn't have to give us all the grace on it. It's like, maybe as a father, you feel so validated and you feel like a good father when you see your son has developed the skills to provide for himself and to give you a gift. God will let you go through situations to develop your character. So embrace the development. Don't for a second think that God doesn't see you, that God doesn't care about you, that God's gonna let you die in this situation. You are not gonna die. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He's guiding you. He's leading you in the right direction. And someone said, failure is the road to success a lot of times. You make mistakes. You fail, and it's pointing you in the right direction. So it's all beautiful, man. Be grateful for it all. That's my message today. And as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed.
Yes, appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
Now thank you. Appreciate the blessings.